Chi City Sports Radio, brought to you by ChiCitySports.com, the number one forum for professional Chicago sports talk on the web. We're going to have a short podcast tonight discussing last night's Bears-Packers game, which will include who the game balls go to, who needs work, and how the rookies are looking. Let's get right into the game. Starting the game, the Packers marched right down the field and deep into Bears territory, but the most important play of the game may have occurred 2 minutes into it when defensive end Shay McClellan sacked Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers on third down. Rodgers was scrambling and didn't see McClellan coming, and reports are that Rodgers broke his collarbone on the play. The Packers' backup quarterback Seneca Wallace played the rest of the game and was largely inefficient, and thanks to some timely defensive plays and a surprisingly steady offense under backup quarterback Josh McCown, the Bears pulled out a win at Lambeau for the first time since 2007. Just to let you know how long ago that game was, Brian Greasy was the winning quarterback, and tight end Des Clark led the Bears in receiving yards that game. The Bears struggled to control rookie running back Eddie Lacy, who had 150 yards on the ground, but the defensive line came to play for the first time this season. The Bears recorded five sacks, all by the defensive line, and without Rodgers throwing the ball, Green Bay never got their passing game going. This was a big win for the Bears, who moved into a three-way tie for the division lead, with Detroit and Green Bay also at 5-3. Determining who won our game balls was difficult this week, as several players were worthy. However, game ball number three will go to Roberto Garza, the leader of the offensive line, definitely had his unit ready to play. The offensive line gave up one sack on the night against a beat-up Green Bay defense, and Matt Forte gained over 5 yards per carry on the night. Game ball number two will go to the aforementioned Matt Forte, who really controlled the tempo all night long. Forte ended the night with 24 rushes for 125 yards, good for a 5.2-yard per carry average, and also hauled in 5 catches for 54 yards. When Forte is getting near 30 touches a night, the Bears' offense is typically moving the ball well, and that was the case again on Monday night. Game ball number one has to go to the often-criticized defensive end out of Boise State, Shay McClellan. Shay had 3 sacks on the night, and his first one was critical for the Bears' win. If Shay can perform at this level for the rest of the season, our defensive line issues may not be as deep as we once believed, but I'd like to see at least a repeat performance before I make that proclamation. Regardless, Shay Mack had a huge game for the Bears and deserves the tab as the most influential player on the field for Monday night. Julius Peppers should also be mentioned here. He had a stellar game. He notched a sack and intercepted a pass that he tipped and was in the backfield all night. If he wants to be on the Bears for the foreseeable future, he'll have to turn in more performances like he did against Green Bay. That's the good. Unfortunately, there were several players who really made me question their long-term futures for the Bears. Both safeties, Major Wright and Chris Conte, were out of position all night long, and Conte missed several tackles. If Rodgers were still in the game, he would have attacked them and likely would have torched them. Their play needs to improve, and I'm not sure that either player will be a long-term answer in Chicago. Another position that desperately needs to be upgraded is the defensive tackle position. Stephen Pia, played well, but he was doubled constantly on running plays, and no one could generate any pressure up the middle. Newly signed Jay Ratliff is quoted as saying he has a lot left in the tank, and the Bears need him to contribute immediately. When it comes to the rookies, 4 of them saw major playing time last night. Kyle Long and Jordan Mills manned the right side of the line, as they have all season, and they played very well. As I said before, the offensive line allowed 1 sack to Green Bay, and Forte had some holes in the running game. John Bostic and Kasim Green started at linebacker for Chicago, and neither really had a great game. I didn't hear their names called all night, which would be great if they were an offensive lineman, but not necessarily a good thing for a linebacker. They appeared to be serviceable, but made some mistakes, which should be expected from rookies, and their play will improve with playing time. And they've got at least a few weeks to audition for starting gigs next season. The Bears go into their next game on a short week when they invite Detroit into town, who is coming off their bye. With Detroit already notching a win over Chicago, this is going to be one of the most important games in football in Week 10, and Chicago desperately needs a strong showing. My guess is that McCown will start again for Chicago, and we'll see if he can perform well enough to win another divisional game. Green Bay invites Philadelphia into town next week, and that will prove to be another difficult game for the Packers. Nick Foles passed for 7 touchdowns in the Eagles' win last week. Minnesota's also at home as Washington comes to town, but let's be fair, the Vikings still haven't won a game in the Western Hemisphere this season. It's going to be another tough game for Minnesota. Well, fans, that's it for the first Chi City Sports Radio podcast. Here's to hoping for a lot of success for this show. If you haven't done so, go over to ChiCitySports.com and sign up to talk with the best fans in the world. Thanks for listening, and be well.